Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, members and listeners to Radical Radio 3CR. You're with the Fire Up MUA program. My name's David Ball. I'm the Deputy Secretary of the Victorian Branch, and I'm here with the Secretary, Robbie Lumsden. How are you, Robbie?
I'm very good, Dave. It's a bit of a shortened up gang. We had five the other week, and now we're down to two. What have we been doing to them?
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit like herding cats, you know. Oh. Everyone's pretty busy. We've also got our producer here, Annie. How are you, Annie?
I'm good. I'm getting my voice back slowly but surely.
You've been on holidays?
Yeah, come back and got sick.
That's not good. Normally, as we get sort of start moving into the cricket, the tennis is gone, the cricket's gone, the footy's just about back. That's when people lose their voice. They haven't yelled for 6 months. Yeah, so Annie's come back and done the opposite. She got sick.
I went over to where it was winter, so it's not surprising. But you guys have been busy, I've been seeing. There's quite a lot of things going on.
There is, and one of the big things in the media at the moment is the CFMEU and all the mudslinging that's going on around the CFMEU, and that's what it is. A lot of it's mudslinging.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I mean, you know, we don't sit here, I think as a union and part of the amalgamated union, we've said all along, if there's something wrong that's happened, then call it out and do something about it. But not just throw mud and continue to write in the media every day articles with baseless accusations.
I think that's the point, Rob.
That is the point.
The problem with this stuff is that it's a one-sided story that the mainstream media has tried to pump out, which is this idea that these major corporations are the victims of the scallywags in the unions. I mean, that's such an old dead horse to believe that these international companies are not major players in whatever is going on in terms of skullduggery on building sites. I'm not pointing a finger. I'm just saying the idea that these major corporations are victims of a working membership organisation is so bizarre.
And the state government. And the latest allegations come out of the Watson report. And, the two chapters that he wrote on regarding this $15 billion were redacted by Mark Irving.
And why were they redacted?
Because they don't have any legs. They've got no legs. And as it's been pointed out, most of that $1 billion is pay.
Yeah, that's right.
It was pay.
And increase to costs. And particular after specific COVID issues at certain sites.
As well as asbestos and PVC, you know, that awful killer poisonous dust.
Yeah, yep. That's silicosis.
No, there's this other stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's another group of letters, but you know the stuff that had down at that the firefighters get there was that big court case about firefighters who were poisoned by the and they found it in all these work sites all over the place, and they found it along Footscray Road. I don't really remember when they were doing that build. There was a whole lot
Was that the stuff in the soil?
And they covered it over with black plastic. This is stuff while people are driving past it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're sort of
Of course it's the union's fault that that's there.
Yeah. So that's the sort of things that
that's a scallywag
that we wanted
stuff,
to
isn't it?
Chat about, because, you know, when the media just keeps on driving one agenda and one agenda only, we think that a lot of people actually fall for it. It's them again. So we need to say, and we need to call it out, that this is unsubstantiated allegations that are made, and the $15 billion, make it 30.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a number. And he says, well, what'd you base that on? He said, oh, the 10 to 30%. Well, what'd you base that on?
Yeah.
You know, like, these are baseless things.
Pretty slipshod, you know. Slipshod. But it was pointed out that one of the professors from the MIT did an analysis of this stuff, actually, apparently, and showed that it's all flim-flam.
Yeah, it's all associated like it's flim-flam. With the increasing costs.
It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, the jail should be full.
Yeah.
But they're not. The court should be full of, but they're not. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, and you know, the members of the CFMU have worked really hard over the last couple of years, and you know, building the tunnel and, you know, going to work every day. And I believe membership in Victoria is increasing. So the members are sticking by the union, which is really important.
Of course it is.
And
that's
yeah.
the only way forward is to give the
Well, it makes you wonder about the Age, actually, because the Age is the one that's leading the charge. And it's if you start reading the articles and you actually read them, it's very light on detail and lots of innuendo and opinion. Yeah. And it's the lead article. So you've got to sort of think, you know, what's going on with these guys?
Yeah. So we continue to support the CFMU and support all the members, and think it's great that the membership's growing and everybody's still going to work, getting home safely. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, must be an election coming up, do you reckon?
Well, that's the whole thing. And that's, you know, we're going to put up with this. We're going to, because it's a right-winger media. That's just a fact. They can't get away from that. That they do have an agenda. And in Victoria, it's to oust the Labor government. So this is going to be the front page every day until mid-November.
Gee, not only that. I was thinking they're trying to make out the only alternative to the stinky two main game is One Nation.
Yeah.
One Nation, it's like Lazarus has risen.
Oh, my goodness me. And that's just, there's only one word for One Nation, and that's racism.
Well, grifters.
I would have called
grifters.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's built on. You know, that's what it's built on, scaremongering. And
well, as they say about their head honcho, she talks about herself being, you know, a voice of the ordinary Australian, right? But as it's been pointed out, she's actually been getting a three-figure wage as a member of parliament for, what is it, over a decade. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there is an election in Victoria later in the year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll continue to stand by the construction, and we, as a branch, we meet with their leadership now. We meet with them on a fairly regular basis, and just to keep the lines of communication and the support the fact that we are the one union. You know, we both run independently, obviously, but we do support the construction. We will continue to meet with them and offer whatever support we have, and continue to work with them where we have a crossover.
I don't know, one of the things is that once there's a rabble rouse against somebody or something, you've got to ask how effective they must have been.
Yeah.
They must have been really effective.
Absolutely. And, you know, the terms and conditions of employment of the members of the CFMEU are a testimony to that.
Yeah. And as they say, you know, all this stuff about their conditions should be reduced. No, everyone else's should be risen.
Yeah.
Be brought up.
Brought up.
And what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, you're on a construction site for a certain amount of period of time and then you're unemployed.
Yeah.
So, you know, they need to be paid reasonable salaries while they're working. so that they're available when the next project comes up.
Did you know that whole thing about needing to have apprentices as part of the deals, you know, make sure that there's apprentices on? They've actually started one of the turnarounds in this whole thing has been the reduction of training up of apprentices by these big companies and through these deals. And now they're talking about how they want to bring workers from India or somewhere else to fill these roles instead of actually training up young Australians.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's not actually the unions.
No, that's right. That's
Who's fighting for who?
Yeah.
Here.
So, look, as I said, we'll continue to work closely with the construction and we will continue support in whatever way we can. And as I said, we do have crossover things, but in particular decommissioning that we're working on together, and we'll continue to work together.
And Marinus Link, which is a big project between Tassie and Victoria.
Yeah, so that's one of those things that branches and the construction we'll be discussing.
All right, we're going to go into our first song. We've chosen a bit of blues this morning. It's B.B. King, the first song, The Thrill Is Gone. Welcome back to Fire Up MUA. You're with the Deputy Secretary of the Victorian Branch, David Ball, and the Secretary, Robert Lumsden.
That's a great song, mate. Very good choice there, David. B.B. King, one of the all-time great musicians and also influenced a lot of music and musicians and rock bands over his time.
Well, you know, I was reading up because it was so groovy, I looked him up and it said that he worked as a cotton gin when he was a kid, right? He was, and his first guitar was brought by the man who owned the property, but he docked his pay for 2 months for the payment of $15 for his first guitar.
And that's where the blues started.
Very good.
We at the last show, we did a bit of a report on AAT and the action that was happening down there. They didn't actually end up getting to protected action. They did lodge for it. And in the end, they ended up with an agreement.
They got a very good agreement that the members voted unanimously for. And it still amazes me, and it shouldn't, but we go through all these agreements and we, you know, negotiate, get to the end, we say, well, that's it. They go, we're not moving, or the bucket's full, or they make up. Oh, no, that's it. No, we're done. Take it or leave it. Our last final offer. And then we go, right, here, well, we lodge for protected action. Oh, can we have a chat? And so eventually that's, you know, we got to a point and the members were all set to take action, and good on them. We're getting behind Aaron and the delegates on the job there and sticking by each other, and they were happy to go to action, happy to continue to take action. But an agreement was reached, David.
No, and that's a big congratulations to the members down there and to Aaron for getting that great outcome. Oh,
did he really do much, in all honesty? He's not here. We can pot him. If you're going to take a day off, mate, it's open slather. No,
they did have great delegates. So there was a bit of a news out of DP World. Robbie, you're off to the west this week for meetings.
Yes, so DP World, so this campaign continues, and they've had a little bit of a hiccup. They had a minor hiccup with the CEO, or the bloke who's in charge of everything, runs the world for DP World. He got a little bit of a mention in, what they call it, the Epstein Files.
Yep.
And rather than fight it and, you know, stick up for himself and say, no, this is all bullshit, I'm not copping that, he said, oh, I think I'll resign. So
something about a torture video.
I reckon
video.
You can a torture video.
Torture video.
Oh yeah. My god.
Yeah.
Extraordinary stuff, all that. But he's the head of DP World, and that's the company that we're
not anymore
fighting and continue to fight around the automation. And
reminding
that's
people that, of course, that DP World, it stands for Dubai
Ports.
Yeah,
owned by the Dubai Royal Family.
Yeah, 51% owned, I think, by the Dubai Royal Family, and you can imagine how much tax they're paying and here in Australia, and have paid over the years. It's very limited. And they continue to push for automation in all four ports, and the meetings in the West are to, you know, we've got three pillars that we continue to say. There'll be no automation by unless by agreement, no loss of jobs and no loss of pay. So they come to us and say we'd like to have a meeting, so we'll see how those meetings go. But clearly if they're pushing, and we've also got the court case sitting there that in the background as well, where we're... there's a little debate around happening around through the courts around how the makeup of the independent tribunal will be formed, and so that's sitting over there on its own. And but now they're wanting to meet over here, and they're trying to push the meeting. So I'm not sure what their legal advice is, but I could take a guess.
Yeah, I think we're going to go all right in that court case.
So well, you know.
Oh, well, also, probably ordinary people should be aware that one of the things that you guys have said is that the automation hasn't been provably increasing efficiency at all. In fact, it's a stymied efficiency. So that, well, down the line, will affect the punters receiving.
Of course it does.
Us.
Yeah, that's right. So,
and they'll have their hand out to the government for assistance to go through, you know, through the automation process.
Just get your head around that for a minute. Yeah. So they want to automate
this huge company.
They've said that are worth one. You can't put a figure on it what they're worth. They're saying they need to automate for efficiency purposes. They're saying openly saying, yeah, probably won't improve productivity. There's every chance it'll probably drop. It won't improve truck turnaround times. So the only thing it's going to do is make them more money.
Yeah.
So while they're doing that, how do they make more money? Get rid of us. Get rid of workers. Workers who earn money, who go to their local milk bar, who take their kids to sport each week and spend money at the footy club, the netball
pay
club.
Tax.
Pay tax. Spend money on holidays. You know, go to the supermarket, even though they're robbing everyone. They've still got to eat. And so you've got all that happening, and they say, well, by the way, can you give us some money to help us do that from the government? Like, that's just beggars belief.
Is this the world we really want to live in?
That's the question, Annie. And as you sort of get older, you get so frustrated with it all. Where the hell are we going as a race and as a society? And I was having this debate with my kids yesterday. They said about the automation stuff. They see it online and all that, and I said, you know what, as a race and a society, we haven't come any further than we were from the Romans in BC. We're still people with everything, want everything, and want more.
Yeah.
And they just want to tread on the people who have to do all the work to get them that. Like, it's what on earth is going on? But anyhow, that's DP World, and we'll continue to fight for what the three key pillars are, and we'll continue to see. We'll see how that plays out, but. So that's what the meetings in the West are for.
And we reported on the show a couple of weeks ago that we employed a new delegate, a new organiser, Jason Farrow.
Jason's doing an outstanding job. He's come on board and he has these research skills.
Well, I have
skills.
To say he's the invisible man. He has to turn up.
He has to turn up. We got him in here first week, Annie.
He doesn't really exist.
No, we did have him here one show. You weren't here, Annie.
So he's done a terrific job.
He's down at Barry's Beach today.
He is. And
that just means he's working all the time, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I did a visit with him there last week, and Dean the week before him, and we're trying to organise that workshop because they are stevedoring. It's Cube Energy, and they are stevedoring ships there, and they should be covered by the stevedoring award, and they're not. And so we will continue. Now we're starting to get a bit of pushback from management there.
Which always helps.
Well, that just, you know, why is that? So you say that to the workers. Why do you think that is? Why do you reckon they don't want us in here?
Yeah.
And our only job when we go in there is to look after you, your conditions and your pay and your salaries and everything else around it. That's our only role. That's why we're there. They don't want us there for one reason. That's the reason why they don't want us there.
Absolutely. Organise the workplace.
Yeah.
Increase the pay, improve the conditions, make it safer.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And Jace has also, he's been working on the DP World Logistics Park and has signed
quite a few members there,
which is good. So they're starting to organise that. And that's been the whole, as a branch, we've pushed and pushed for a number of years to try and get an organiser. And we finally won that battle. It's, it's not as simple as, we'll just put one on. You've got to have that debate with national office, and then they want you to pay X amount of dollars, and we say, well, no, you've got to pay, and they say, no, you have to put in. We held the line, Dave, and we won. Yeah. So even internally, it's still a battle. But we won that, and we've got the organiser. It's another resource because of the organising is out of Melbourne, which makes it really difficult for us to be there on a regular basis. Jace has been able to be, he's down there every week at Barry's Beach and with the DP World, and we want to have a look at the ferries. We want to get down to Portland at some stage and improve the membership down there. So,
yeah. Well, we're excited about the work Jason's doing.
Yep.
And the Carnival cruise ship campaign continues. Of course, about 4 to 6 weeks ago, we had a big rally here in Melbourne, which Victorian Trades Hall really supported us on. Shane Reside from Sydney came down for that. The Carnival cruise ships, there's like three of them that are in Australia. They continue to stay in Australia the majority of the time. And, the people on board are getting paid as little as $2.50 an hour. So the MUA are campaigning heavily around that.
Yeah, that's true, Dave. And we're getting towards the end of the show, so I do want to just plug one thing in before we get there. And there's the Sea Road ferries this week have voted up on both sides of the Tasman. Bass Strait, that they both voted up their enterprise agreements, so that's terrific. Great outcomes there, and great work by the two branches, Tassie and Victoria. Jason and Dean have done a lot of work there, and once again, can't be done without the delegates. And so we just want a big shout out to those delegates, and well done on getting your EA.
All right.
No, you haven't. You've still got a bit more time. I just want to know what's happened with Carnival.
So Paul Keating and Shane Reside tried to board a vessel in Sydney. Yesterday or the day before, and were knocked back at the gates. By security, and it got a little bit aggressive. They were entering under their REOs, their right to go on board to inspect safety issues and safety concerns for members. And, they blocked the gangway. I don't think the passengers could even get on and off the vessel. So Carnival are really playing hard game. That's okay. We're in it for the long haul.
You can't pay people $2.50 an hour.
No, that's right. Under the guise of not being an Australian business,
Oh, that's just sicko.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, but another one, the bloke who owns them, he's a multi billionaire.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah.
Like, gee whiz. So, anyhow, I think that'll be taking a legal avenue now once that's been blocked. We'll be seeking our legal avenues there to make sure that we are able to board the ship.
So we'll stick with the blues. We're going to go out with another BB King song. It's called Rock Me Baby. Thank you, members.
It's a great song. Have a great day, members.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.